KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Region volleyball tournaments continued last night with area teams in action. Just one road team would win. That would be in Region 5A as the 5-seed Mount Vernon Plankinton, they would defeat the 4-seed Bonhomme 3-2. Other than that, all the other home teams would win last night. Region 5A, Parker Marion defeated Hanson 3-1. That ends Hanson's volleyball season. Region 6A, the 3-seed Platte Geddes swept Cheyenne Eagle Butte. And in Region 2B, the 7-seed Wessington Springs would lose to the 2-seed Castlewood 3-1. In Region 3B, the 1-seed Chester swept Canastota 3-0. Number 2 Bridgewater Emory advances with a 4-set victory over Sioux Falls Lutheran. The 6-seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket would lose to the 3-seed Coleman Egan in 3 sets. Meanwhile, number 4 Ethan would sweep the 5-seed Del Rapids St. Mary. Marissa Storm had 15 kills, 18 digs last night in the win for Ethan. Region 4B, number 1 Parkston sweeps Vineberg Hurley. Number 3 Trip Delmont Armor gets past Irene Wakanda 3-0, and the 4-seed Freeman sweeps Centerville. And in Region 5B, the 2-seed Corsica Stickney wins in 3 sets versus Lower Brule. Sophie DeLang with 16 kills for Corsica Stickney. And the number 3-seed Avon takes out the 6-seed Kimmel White Lake 3-0. Rylan Thurry of Avon with 24 kills and 31 digs last night. So all those teams winners, and they advance to their region tournament semifinals coming up tomorrow night. Mitchell Volleyball would lose at number 3 Brandon Valley on Tuesday 3-1. Colonels would win the second set 25-23. Mitchell now 15-7 on the season. They stay in 7th place in Class AA seed points with one game remaining in the regular season. Looks pretty good that Mitchell will be at home for next week's SODAC 16, but their opponent still to be determined. Mitchell Volleyball back at home tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for senior night when they host number 2 ranked O'Gorman. The Corner Booth pregame show starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock on KORN News Radio. Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball ended their regular season with a 3-0 sweep last night at Briar Cliff. Evie Knobloch with a match-high 11 kills, while Carly Vanderwerf and Lily Ranchow had 10 kills each. The Tigers, 10-6 in the GPAC, 17-10 overall, now get ready for the GPAC tournaments. Dakota Wesleyan Women's Basketball won their season opener last night at the Corn Palace, blowing out Bismarck State 81-43. Avery Broughton and Shalane Nagel each had a game-high 17 points, while Emma Yost added 15. Dakota Wesleyan women travel to Seward, Nebraska. Coming up on Friday, they'll take on Mid-American Nazarene at 2 p.m. And the Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball team improved to 2-0 on the season with a 20-point win last night over Bismarck State, 82-62. Freshman Easton Neuendorf and senior Anthony Riggins each had a game-high 18 points. The Tiger men will be at Hannibal LaBrange. That's in Missouri, coming up on Saturday at 3 p.m. We have more sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.